This is just, honestly, what an incredible way to spend a weekend, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much, guys, for inviting us.
Oh, of course. Anything for the newlyweds? We were eager to get some friend time in before you head off for, what is it, like 3 months?
2.5. And hey, you only honeymoon once, right?
We just wanted to make the most of it.
God, you two are crazy. My idea of a honeymoon is lying on a beach somewhere for a week, not backpacking through Asia for 2 months.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it. Babe, can you pass me another drink?
I watch as my best friend's new husband gets up to grab her a beer from the cooler. I watch her watching him, and I just feel so happy for them both. It may have been a bit of a whirlwind. They did only meet last year, but damn, I've never seen her happier.
Do you want one too?
Yeah, thanks.
Here we go.
Okay. I know we've spent the whole weekend together, but this is our last night here. I want to raise one final toast.
Honestly, you two, we're just so happy for you. Cheers to the many more years I'm sure you'll share together.
To the happy couple.
I share a meaningful look with my friend. She taught me how to slow dance when we were awkward teenagers getting ready for our first school dance. We learned how to do makeup together, and we went to our first parties together. She's been there with me through so much. I'm so glad you've found your person. I just hope you'll still be mine, too.
Oh, of course I will. Stop that. You're going to make me cry. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
I take a long drink and lean back against my husband. He's lying behind me, his legs spread apart so I can rest against his chest. We've got blankets spread out all across the grass, and the heat of the fire in front of us is warming my bare feet. It really is gorgeous out here.
I can't believe it's our last night.
I know. I don't want it to end.
Hey, at least you get to go on a trip next week. It's back to work for us. They're sitting right next to us, with my friend beside me and her new husband beside her. She drapes her arm over my thigh, taking another long sip of her own drink.
Okay, no more of this sad talk. We should make this last night count. Anyone got any fun ideas?
As long as it doesn't require any more walking. I'm still exhausted from that hike earlier.
We could play truth or dare.
What are we, 12?
Oh, come on, it's fun. Besides, no one else has any ideas, right?
Okay, that settles it. Truth or dare. But let's make it exciting.
And how will we do that?
My friend and her husband share a cheeky look.
By making the game a bit more explicit.
I wouldn't consider us prudes, my husband and me. We're far from it, actually. It's just, I don't really have that kind of friendship with her anymore. The kind where you tell each other everything and overshare about your personal lives. My husband, whose head is resting on top of mine, gives my thigh a quick squeeze. I know he's up for it, and so am I. Even if things get a little more intimate. Okay, let's do it. Who goes first?
All right, I will. Let's see. I'm going to ask my lovely new bride, truth or dare?
Truth.
How many people that are here right now have you fooled around with?
She shoots a shy glance at me, and I smile back at her. I think we all know the answer, but I'm actually not sure if she would have told him about us. It was just one night. Well, one weekend, actually. Years ago. I was new to bisexuality, and we, well, it was more casual, exploratory. But we did end up naked in bed together for pretty much the entire weekend.
Two.
Oh, shocking. I think we all knew that one, right?
Okay. Let's turn things up a bit then. How about you? Truth or dare?
Truth.
Ugh, lame. Okay, let's see. Have you guys ever invited a third into the bedroom?
I look up at my husband, who smiles down at me. Yes, we have. A few times, actually. I can tell by the slight look of surprise on her face that she wasn't expecting that. To be honest, I wasn't expecting a lot of this, where the night is going, but I'm curious now to see how far we can push things. Okay, my turn. I'm going to assume, since you asked us that question, that you've also likely invited someone to join you.
Yes, we have.
So, okay, this one is for the groom, truth or dare.
Let's go with dare.
I dare you to take off one piece of clothing for every sexual partner you've had.
Oh, damn. That's a good one, honey.
If you wanted me to get naked, sweetheart, all you had to do was ask.
He stands up quickly, offering my friend a smirk before he starts to strip off some of his layers. First his sweater, then a shoe. His belt comes off, and the way his hands flex around the leather makes me cross my legs in front of me.
Woo! Take it off, baby! Long way to go yet.
I lean forward, watching, as my friend does too. But her eyes are on me, eagerly eyeing my expression as I watch her husband undress. Another shoe comes off, and he kicks it aside. Then his shirt. He starts to unbutton his pants and then stops.
Wait, does a drunken night in Vegas count? Where I'm not 100% sure what happened, but I did wake up next to a very...
Oh my God, yes. Your brother filled me in, and yes, it counts.
He slides his pants down, stepping out of them and kicking them to the side. He settles back down onto the blanket, propped up on one side.
There we go. Did you enjoy the show?
Oh yeah. Definitely. She snuggles up in front of him, and he drapes his arm around her. I can tell by the way she looks back at him that she likes the direction this is heading. Your turn.
Okay. Let's see. You haven't had a turn yet. Truth or dare?
Dare, of course.
I dare you. Well, it's more of a challenge to both of you to join me in the clothes-free zone.
I look back at my husband, who glances between all of us and then nods. I move to my knees and grip the hem of my t-shirt, ready to remove it.
Stipulation. You have to undress each other.
Hey, it's not your turn.
No, I'll allow it.
My heart starts racing a little faster as my husband leans in and kisses me gently as his hands slowly slide under my shirt. He slides it up, and we break apart for a moment while I pull the shirt and my sports bra over my head. I lean into him, undoing the buttons of his shirt slowly, then letting it fall to the ground behind him, taking it off him. I kiss his chest, running my hands up and down his body, making eye contact with both of our friends as my fingers start to unbuckle his jeans. I slide them down a little, and he stands up to let them slide down his legs further. He kicks them aside and presents himself nearly naked, with all of us looking up at him.
Give us a little show, then.
What happened to taking turns, huh?
Oh, come on. This is so much more fun, though.
Her husband's hand has disappeared under her skirt now, and I can tell by the way she's shifting that he's teasing her. I lean forward on my knees and take my husband's hand. He looks down at me, and I slowly let my free hand move up his thigh. It would be your turn next, though, baby. What do you want me to do?
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.